It didn't matter that my body was rigid as a plank, my hands balled into fists, my breathing erratic. He chuckled darkly and leaned away. His face did look disappointed. "You can't really believe that I would give in so easily," he said with a sour edge to his mocking tone. "A girl can dream." His eyebrows rose. "Is that what you dream about? Being a monster?" "Not exactly," I said, frowning at his word choice. "Monster, indeed. Mostly I dream about being with you forever." His expression changed, softened and saddened by the subtle ache in my voice. "Bella," his fingers lightly traced the shape of my lips. "I will stay with you. Isn't that enough?" I smiled under his fingertips. "Enough for now." He frowned at my tenacity. No one was going to surrender tonight. He exhaled, and the sound was practically a growl. I touched his face. "Look," I said. "I love you more than everything else in the world combined. Isn't that enough?" "Yes, it is enough," he answered, smiling. "Enough for forever." And he leaned down to press his cold lips once more to my throat.